The Will Cain Show podcast is presented by Eno, the Capital One Assistant. What's in your wallet?
This is the Will Cain Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Optimism, pessimism. Happy Will or sad Will? Every day in the pre-show meeting, my guys put the finger on the pulse of where we are when it comes to sports coming back in 2020. When I don't have the heart to tell them, is it changes by the hour, not by the day. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and on ESPN News, presented by Progressive Insurance. And you can join the conversation at 888-729-3776. I saw a debate on First Take today, Max, Stephen A., Dan Orlovsky, on whether or not we'd have football back in 2020. Conflicting evidence seems to come out by the hour. I'm going to tell you a story in just a moment that really highlights perhaps the different lives we're living across this country, the different impact coronavirus has. And I got to tell you some stories that highlight that from the heart of the hotspot, from New York City. Some absolutely eye-opening things that I am learning. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, but it's time for our mockery of a draft. It's pick 20. 21, 22, and 23. The next four picks, the Eagles, the Vikings, the Patriots, and the Saints on the clock. With our last four picks, I took Kalyvon Chase on for the Dallas Cowboys. That left Mike A. to take his franchise quarterback. It wasn't Tua, who he passed up on. Or rather, he was preempted on earlier in the draft, so he settled for Jordan Love.
It's a great move.
Reboot quarterback for the Dolphins. I don't know about that. Javon Kinlaw, because of his medicals, fell to the Raiders at 18. He could go much, much higher. And Nuno took Xavier McKinney for the Jaguars at 19. That leaves our boy, Pat, and his favorite squad, the Eagles, on the clock.
Yep, sure does.
You're
going
to come out and do that thing? Are you going to do that thing where you yell at the crowd and say the world champion, Philadelphia Eagles, and then I'm going to come back with, Drew Pearson, and then we're going to do a thing where we be, WWE hype men for our teams. Should we do
Pearson. That? Is Drew Pearson really your argument? Is that where you're going?
Didn't you run out of kicker?
David Akers?
Hall of Famer. Put out one of the best wide receivers of all time. A 70s all-decade receiver, and you put a kicker out there to trash talk.
Yeah, well, our guy's actually going to make the Hall of Fame, unlike yours. Sorry. So,
nice job, E.
With the 21st pick in the 2020 NFL draft, the Philadelphia Eagles will add another weapon to their repertoire. Justin Jefferson, wide receiver from LSU. Thank you.
Boo.
Yep.
Boo.
Maybe we'll add another ring to Wentz's finger.
You know how you know this isn't going to happen? You know how that you know that is not what the Eagles are going to do? Because every single mock draft says that's exactly what's going to happen. Have you noticed this? I'm a massive consumer of mock drafts. Everybody says the Eagles want a receiver. He's always the fourth receiver off the board, and the other three are already gone. Justin Jefferson out of LSU is always mocked to the Eagles, guaranteeing ain't no way that happens.
At least our quarterback likes our ownership.
I'm not sure ownership likes your quarterback. Bubba is on the clock with the Minnesota Vikings. Bubba, who's been sitting out since the first pick, twiddling his thumbs, prepping for this moment, is about to get hot. He's got the entire back end of the draft here.
All right, so...
Wait, that's what you're going to do? You're going to take Justin Jefferson?
I can't reveal that information. Why would I reveal what the Vikings were going to do? Let's see. Yeah, it's been a while since I've been here.
We want to see your big board.
All right. With the 22nd pick.
I hope Bubba finds love.
Psychic says he will.
The Minnesota Vikings select.
You have no idea what you're going to do, do you?
Google.
I definitely ruined it. He had a whole bit planned. I ruined it.
Jalen Johnson, cornerback from Utah.
Not bad. Not bad. That's because you listened to the Will Cain Show draft pod, I'm sure. It's because you heard Marcus Mosier and Jonah Toll say Jalen Johnson out of Utah is one of their favorite corners. That's got to be the reason you took him over Trayvon Diggs from Alabama.
True or false, 99% of Bubba's sports knowledge comes from 3 to 6 Monday through Friday on ESPN Radio.
And the podcast we're doing, which you can find in the Will Cain Show podcast. If you're into the drafts, there's one that's draft-specific and another that's Cowboys-specific. Go get it. It'll give you good inside info like Bubba just got. Guess what? Bubba's back on the clock with the New England Patriots.
Wow, we're really working over here.
It's really no an idea. You have
we're
no
building.
Idea where you're going.
Is Tua taken?
Can I take him again? Is it whoever takes him last wins?
Jalen Johnson?
Oh,
who
man.
Else did you guys talk about in your podcast for Bubba to take?
Is Chris what? Jenkins available?
With the
Chris with a K.
Excuse me. With the 23rd pick in the 2020 NFL Draft, the New England Patriots select AJ Epenesa, defensive end, Iowa.
Wow, somebody prepared a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that could happen. He's all over the draft board. I see some people mocking him right where you found him, right there. Others saying he could drop to the second. Not fast, big, mean, tough. Seems like a Patriots type of player, to be quite honest. And then that means the Saints are on the clock, represented by Supreme Leader Nemo.
With the 24th pick, the Saints, still the best team in the NFC South, will select Kenneth Murray, linebacker, out of Oklahoma.
One of the teams I'm representing just got unhappy with that pick. Kenneth Murray, probably the top linebacker prospect in this draft. There's one other guy that might have a claim to that. I think Nemo is right. The Saints are in the market for a linebacker. Not sure it would be Murray they would pick. They could have gone for the other guy. A lot of mocks have them liking, I'll go ahead and say it, LSU linebacker Patrick Queen. But I think it's a pretty good pick, Nuno. I like Murray. I think he could be a nice find. We'll pick up the next four picks, which will be the Vikings, Dolphins, Seahawks, and Ravens, coming up in about 30 minutes here on the Will Cain Show. Will we have football in 2020? I think that's going to be a question that has to be answered on a state-by-state and perhaps city-by-city basis. I wanted to share with you guys, Nuno, Bubba, Mike A., Pat, a story from this past weekend. You know that we left New York on March 21st. We have been in Tennessee for the past month, my family and I. Keeping up with our friends in New York, we did a Zoom call. It's my first, by the way. Social Zoom call this past weekend. Man, it was fascinating to listen to what it's like in the city right now. Yes, everybody is absolutely holed up in their apartments. It's their own little sanctum, but also their claustrophobic protection from what's going on out in the city. But I'm more fascinated with what's happening on the streets. So let me tell you a couple things. The subculture that's developing in this human petri dish of the human condition in New York City. Number one, guys, the city seems to have divided itself into, and this may be the case where you live as well. I don't know. You'd have to tell me. In Los Angeles, in Dallas, wherever you may be, two camps, mask tribe and unmasked tribe. If you go out to Central Park, if you hit the parks with your children or whoever, my question for my friends was, does it feel weird? Can you get your 6 feet of distance from everybody else? And if so, is it, you gotta keep your kids on a leash almost because you're getting in somebody else's space. They said women will walk down the great lawn swinging their arms to try to physically clear 6 foot distances. But they also said if you go out without a mask, you will be publicly shamed. People will say stuff to you. Where is your mask? What are you doing? You should have a mask on. It's tribal. But it's also aggressive. It's aggressive social enforcement of all of this new life we're living in. Which, I gotta be honest, I'm pretty remote. I'm not around a lot of people on a day-to-day basis right now. And I find that astounding. These little tribes that we create. And we're creating them in a month's worth of time. 3 weeks worth of time. And they're meaningful and we're separating ourselves. And I just find it fascinating. I'm going to tell you guys one more. I want to hear what you, I mean, your reaction, Mike A., Bubba, Nuno, Pat, but here's another one. Have you seen these clips on social media? They're heartwarming of everybody in the city, coming out of their windows and clapping at 7 p.m. for first responders, for nurses and doctors. Have you seen those videos, guys? Mike A., have you seen that stuff on
Twitter? Yeah, it's going on everywhere,
Yeah. Okay. So it's not just a New York thing. Well, this was told to me that one of my friends is like this now. He's super into it. And a lot of my friends who, they're really cooped up, man. They're looking for ways to get energy out. Well, they get really into this moment and then they play music afterwards. But if you're not cheering during that time, if you're on the city streets doing something else, they say there's a guy that's always playing soccer with his son in a park at that time, you will get shamed and heckled. Like, who are you? Why are you not being supportive? Why are you not part of the tribe and the community? Why are you not cheering? And you're ostracizing and shaming and heckling them. I tell you, man, I am this 3 weeks, 1 month, we've been involved in this. And it's funny. It's funny, not ha-ha. Funny, like scary, how we're redefining ourselves. Tribalizing, shaming, ostracizing, creating in-groups on new social norms that are like 2 weeks old. The mask thing is like a week old, maybe 2 weeks old. Honestly, in the end, I mean, I know it shows some sense of communalism that we're trying to conquer something together. I also find it terrifying. I find it terrifying that we as human beings can separate ourselves. Yes, coming together, but in other ways, separating ourselves and tribalizing so quickly. Does that happen in Connecticut? Either of those two things I just described?
I mean, I've gone out to the store a few times. Well, they just made it a law now, I think, Monday night. They passed starting at 8 o'clock. You need to wear a mask if you can social distance. But so before that, I had not really been wearing a mask when I went out, but I don't really go out that often. I would just go to the store real quick and just try and run in, run out. But I never got yelled at or harassed or anything like that. But I guess it'll be interesting to see now that it's an actual law if people are being a little more brazen about it.
I've been a mask guy. So, you know, when I've gone grocery shopping or stopped to put gas or whatever, and I stopped this morning to put gas and there was 3 or 4 other cars around me and no one had masks on. So like,
You give them dirty looks?
What I made sure is I kind of like, I went back into my car, like, just to stay away because I'm like, all right, wait, like, what are we doing? And I even saw a couple guys, like, walk into the actual gas station with, like, no masks on. And I'm like, hey, we're supposed to have masks on. Like, what are we doing here?
We had a conversation the other day off show, all of us, talking about one of our situations personally. I'm not going to say who or what it is, but it reads another situation to this. I'm telling you, this is coming. There is going to be another social dynamic, not just masks and unmasked and not just, you know, cheerers and non-cheerers, but who's in your quarantine circle? That'll be your new social thing. Like, well, they're part of our social dynamic. No, we don't know how long they've been quarantined, 14 days, or what they've been exposed to. And I know it's already happening, but that's going to be like a thing going forward. I got more on this. Plus, which prospects specifically are the media higher on than teams? And in vice versa, teams are higher on than the media. This mock draft stuff, this real draft, it's going to be way different than any of us suspect. It's going to be full of surprises. Let's see if we can pin down a few of those coming up on The Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card. That's why we created Eno, the Capital One assistant that looks out for surprise credit card charges like overtipping, duplicate charges, or potential fraud, then sends an alert to your phone and helps if you need to fix them. Another way Capital One is watching out for your money when you're not. Capital One. What's in your wallet? See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to GEICO.com today.
I think a very fair criticism of mock drafts is that they become Xeroxes of each other. I don't mean copy, but like a groupthink sets in. And so you begin to think, oh, well, this guy's good because he's in all these other mock drafts at a certain level. He's got to be in mine. And then it's just like you start building a foundation under something that may not be real at all. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. I'm fascinated in which prospects The media believes are big time, but the NFL does not, or vice versa, the media is missing on. We can break it down with the president of Optimum Scouting and the former scouting director of the XFL. It's Eric Galco on our phone lines. What's up, Eric?
How you doing, Will?
I'm good, man. So first, let's do this. I'm sorry to hear about the XFL. I think you guys had a good thing going. I think you, like a lot of businesses, got waylaid by an extraordinary moment in the American economy and American society. That's what it looks like from the outside. But were you blown away? Were you shocked you guys didn't make it through the season? Are you upset? I know Oliver Luck is suing Vince McMahon right now. How did it hit you, man?
Yeah, I think aside from the lawsuit piece and the bankruptcy piece, I think it's disappointing. You know, as a business and law background myself, I get the rationale business-wise and why it's really tough to do that, especially when you consider that, hey, who knows what our world's going to be like a year from now if the XFL could have even played in 2021. That's probably part of the rationale. But what I hope comes from the XFL, what it was, even just five games, is from the rules to the access to hopefully some of the good players we had, is that it won't be forgotten, right? We're in this world now where there's a lot bigger problems in the world than the XFL failing, and I think it showed that spring football can work. I think a lot of things the XFL did and we did worked, and hopefully people remember that moving forward, and hope a lot of those players get a chance to play. But disappointing, man. It was a lot of stuff to build on, and we had so many plans, and I had all these quarterbacks that would have been available. We would sign for the XFL next year, but it's all plans now are off.
Any big names there you could tell us about? You were about to get to the XFL?
I don't know about. I wanted to pursue guys, and we'll talk about that team in a minute. Guys like Josh Rosen, who were first-round picks, or Paxton Lynch, who maybe never really got their shot despite being first-round picks to play. And you know, I won't say where discussions were with those players at that point, but that was kind of my next evolution. If P.J. Walker can go compete for an NFL backup job, why can't you know Josh Rosen and Paxton Lynch and guys like that go on to be stars? But again, it's all for nothing now, unfortunately.
Yeah, P.J. Walker signed with the Carolina Panthers. Some are saying, by the way, he might just give Teddy Bridgewater a run for his money. Eric Galco, the former director of scouting of the XFL. One more on this, Eric. Do you believe, if not for the pandemic and the resulting quarantine, the XFL would have been around and would have been back in 2021? Or do you wonder if you really had the financial support anyway?
No, I know we did. I know we did, and I know how far along plans were, the investments that are able to be recouped in a little ways, but investments that were made for future years. And I think the fact that this likely impacted the WWE for Vince personally probably played a role, but I won't speculate too much there. But I know that there were a lot of plans and a lot of people who, you know, moved and bought houses in Connecticut to be a part of the XFL moving forward, who I really feel bad for. But no, I feel very confident would have been there, but it doesn't seem like God wants spring football. So I guess we should just take the hint and let it go for a while.
Eric Galco, former director of scouting of the XFL, also now always the president of Optimum Scouting. I want to ask you about a few guys here in the NFL draft. You're always plugged in on players. I know you're always analyzing players. I've read so many mock drafts, man. There's a convergence. It's like the singularity. At some point, they all look the same. But I did see a tweet by Jordan Renan. He's ESPN's NFL Giants reporter. And he said, here are players that it seems like the NFL likes more than the media. Now, I'm just going to read these two, and you tell me what you think. Kalyvon Jason, edge from LSU. Cesar Ruiz, center from Michigan. Matt Hennessy, center from Temple. Isaiah Wilson, offensive tackle from Georgia. And then Clyde Edwards-Helaire, the running back from LSU. And A.J. Terrell, the cornerback from Clemson. He's saying the league likes those guys more than we realize, and they're going to go higher. What do you say to some of those?
Yeah, and the first one I'll say is Chaseon. He is probably the player that I heard the most, holy cow, that guy's an incredible interview background, right? He's a raw pass rusher. I don't think he gets out of the top 17 picks, if you know what I mean. I think he's going to go somewhere in that range because I think teams see the upside and love the character. But I think in the back end of the first round, kind of a theme there are three or four real key positions. One is running back. Even though running backs are being devalued, it's a really good class. Jonathan Taylor will be a first-round pick. DeAndre Swift of Georgia will likely be a first or early second. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, really talented player. But the fifth-year option for those running backs is really valuable. I think teams will say, hey, maybe trade up in the back end of round one. But then offensive line, it's historically the safest position in the first round in terms of career start, success, all those things. Tight end and linebacker also like that. So
I think for the back end of round one, we'll see a lot of teams take offensive linemen, running backs, linebackers, maybe a tight end sneaks in, because in a very uncertain NFL draft, you know linemen are going to make your roster and make your team better. So I think all those are good fits. Another guy, Robert Hunt from Louisiana, an offensive lineman, he might be a late first-round pick, but those positions are really going to matter from 21, 22 on.
I think the running back analysis is fascinating, getting that fifth-year option and then probably not paying him, not getting him that second contract. But if they turn out good, you want that extra year if possible. All right, I'm already out of time. I love talking to you. Let's get you on the show a little more. I think you might have a little more time, so I'd love to have you on the show if you're available, Eric.
Sounds good. We'll appreciate it.
Okay, that's president of Optimum Scouting, former scouting director of the XFL, Eric Galco, here on The Will Cain Show. All right, is the party over for Pats fans? Because somebody on this show is ready to take a victory lap. You got to hear the sound that he gave us over a year ago. So this is an accountability bowl that has been a long time in the making. Somebody is about to put his colleagues on blast. It's next on The Will Cain Show.
GEICO has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Look out, because I think they're one of the all-around more talented teams right now in the National Football League.
I'm pumped up to watch those guys play.
I would expect a better Gronk just from a health standpoint of feeling better, his body feeling physically rested and stronger.
I'm happy that Tom has another big target, probably the best tight end to ever play the game.
Bam! The band's back together.
The expectations are sky high. This entire town right now is Bucks crazy.
Gronk's a Buck. That means he's not a Pat. And that means New England isn't happy. And somebody's got an accountability bowl coming. It's the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive's Home Quote Explorer gives you multiple quote options so you can pick what's right for you. See for yourself at progressive.com. Accountability bowl coming. But first, let's take a tour across the greater New England area. Let's take a tour of Boston. WEEI, the big-time sports station there in Boston. Yesterday, when news came down that Rob Gronkowski would be joining their hero Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, wasn't the happiest of times. Bubba, Nuno, Mike A., help me out through this because I want to hit the best of them. I'm so excited to hear some of these. I don't know. Let's start with, how about 15068, Bubba? I think I like that one as an appetizer. Let me hear what the thoughts are on Gronk.
What did Gronk do when he was with the Patriots? I mean, was he halfway decent on the field when he was playing? Yeah. But did he have is he accident prone? Absolutely. I think you guys, a couple of you guys, are absolutely hit it on the nail. What else was he? He was a cancer. What? I mean, he was out doing all this crap at these night shows and stuff. Is he going to pull all that crap down there? Go for it, dude. Have a ball.
Go for it, dude. Gronk was a cancer. He was a cancer. Was that one of you guys, or was that one of the Boston hosts, the EEI hosts, who said what?
No, that was one of the EEI hosts. Apparently, one of the hosts from EEI wasn't thrilled with this. Obviously, wasn't thrilled with a Gronk pulling this move and getting traded to Tampa. But this caller, I remember, he was from Maine. So, like, he was calling from Maine, and obviously he thought Gronk was a cancer.
Godfight, dude. Go do that in Tampa.
You got to understand, when you're a Patriot, you got to leave all that other stuff behind you, kid.
He's
all right?
Cancer. Give me.
Also, halfway decent in the beginning. We can't overlook that.
Halfway decent. Halfway all these decent. Night shows.
Yeah, I mean, he was halfway decent, but
before he turned into a cancer. When you're with them, you're with them, and when you're not anymore, they get dead to them, kid. Like
dead
this
to
one,
me, kid.
Give me 15077. It's not just Gronk that's dead to him.
Think back a week ago when you saw Gronk jumping off the ropes WWE wrestling.
Yep.
And then you see him this morning. We wake up and he's retired. We get a fourth round pick for him. You let him go. Good, you know. And I hope he does well down there. I hope they have success. But I think you guys are really going crazy about how great Brady's going to be when he gets down there, because he had such a fall off last year. I mean, you can blame it on the offensive line. You can blame it on all the weapons he had. He missed a lot of passes that he should have made on screens and easy slants. And I think you're going to see a little struggling down there. I don't think you're going to see the numbers that you actually think you're going to see.
Well, Brady's done. Gronk's a cancer and Brady's done.
Let me tell you something about Thomas Brady, okay? That kid was just a system quarterback, all right?
I swear, you almost have to admire it. I do admire New England. You need to know that. I admire Patriots fans. This is the definition of fanatic. You're not wearing our laundry anymore? Dead. Dead, I tell you. It's all been an appetizer for me for this one, though, right here. I hope it's as 9-4.
Good as
9-4. Yes, because if it's half as good as your synopsis here to me, should I read the synopsis or just let it wave over me?
Yeah, okay.
I'm so excited about 15-0-9-4. Give it to me, Bubba.
American hero. Captain America.
Captain America. Get ready for that.
Can I tell you something?
He is
the exact example of why Europeans and everybody else in the world make fun of Americans. That goofy, silly, you gotta love him. You know, he gave us so much, but he's a moron.
So apparently, Drew Rosenhaus on one of his interviews might have called him like Captain America, like that type of thing.
Gronk or Brady?
Gronk. So this guy was not here for Gronk being considered Captain America.
I got to tell you, I got a cousin. He went to Ireland in a pub crawl. Let me tell you, kid, they hate Gronk over there. All right? I used to think he was a demigod. He's not. Okay? He's just a buffoon.
He's a moron. That's how he stuck the landing. He stuck the landing with he's a moron. He's everything that Europeans hate about Americans. That's when you start taking on the European mantle to hate on your own heroes, Gronk and Brady, your fanaticism has taken it to another level. But somebody else has been waiting for this moment. You have to understand. I mean, like, you know, I don't even know what you would make of the word Machiavellian if this was not it. Like, a sniper, right? A sniper in a war lays in wait. He's in the bushes with his quiet gun, waiting for his moment when you cross his crosshairs. And then he's ready for an accountability bowl. This is what a serial killer does. This is psycho, sociopath stuff. But say what you will about a sociopath, but they plan and they're patient, right? And I give you our supreme leader, Nemo, who's been waiting for this moment. He's 18 months this man's been waiting or more. Because this sound was probably from 2018.
Give October 29th, 2018.
Yes.
Listen, can we talk about the fact that you're like, oh, I have no issue with all the success Boston has had. Have you met some of the people that work in this department or work around here, like that are Boston fans?
What are you saying? You're saying
they're
that all the success is not going to wear
they're
well?
They're not very nice people when it comes to like how much they enjoy the success of their team.
What?
And I can't wait for the Patriots to, you know, when Tom retires and Belichick is coaching the Giants. Oh, boy, that team is going to – oh, yeah, take that, Louise, Kevin Winter, all you guys around
here. Oh, he's got names. He's got names.
Tyrannic.
Who else?
What is it? So you're saying that these are not – that's – hold on. You all of a sudden didn't stumble for once when you were on the radio. You had to get some things off your chest. You had some things that were banging around your heart. You just said that Tyrannic and Louise and Kevin Winter and our old friend Freeze Pops, you said not very nice people.
When it comes to the teams they root for, yes. Oh, boy.
You got a new drop.
That's no, Nemo from a year and a half ago. Now you're ready to take your victory lap, sir?
I'm getting there because they still have Belichick, but I'm very close.
Don't let up on him, Nemo.
I'm very close, and, you know, they're all going to give you this. Hey, we're just going to enjoy our championships and everything else. But they're fair weather fans. They won't be there in a couple years when they're going 3-13.
Is this, in your mind, these EEI calls and this reaction to Gronk and Brady, is that fair weather fandom in your mind?
No, but you know what? Like, for instance, this the one we didn't play where this guy was, and we could play it later, was talking about how the Bucks are his NFC team. Like, that guy had the argument of, you know, hey, you know, Belichick, this is his record without Brady. Let me see him do it without Brady. You know, like, they might make the Super Bowl, but I'm going to be rooting for the Bucks because I know they're going to be a lot better. Like, that type of thing.
Woo, boy. You have been waiting for this for a while, my friend. This is your moment. No more Brady, no more Gronk. New England's up in arms. They're siding with the Europeans. And now is your moment. Except we're going to bring in one of those names. Kevin Winter, noted Pats fan. He's going to jump on here for a little mano y mano with Nuno. That's coming up, plus the next four picks in our Will Cain Show Mockery of a Draft, coming up here on the Will Cain Show.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring three advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
You know, each guy has his own set of skills. He has his own circumstances.
You're getting somebody that has magic in them.
If you want a guy to fit a ball into tight windows outside of the numbers, you found your dude.
The improvement from last year to this year was staggering.
Whoever's lucky enough to get him is getting not just good, not just really good. They're truly getting great.
If he's a bust, then we should all retire.
The next four picks of the Will Cain Show Mockery of a Draft, the Vikings, the Dolphins, the Seahawks, and the Ravens coming up here. You should tune into The Last Dance, a behind-the-scenes look at the 90 Chicago Bulls dynasty. The series continues this Sunday at 9 Eastern on ESPN. And listen to the wrap-up podcast hosted by Jalen Jacoby immediately following the broadcast presented by State Farm and AT&T. Available where you ever enjoy your podcast. My guy Pat, I met him on Instagram from all the way down in Australia. Says he's been listening to the Will Cain Show. Been rough down there in Australia through the coronavirus quarantine and pandemic, but he's tuned in to hang out with us every day, and he's called in. What's up, Pat?
Not much, my man. How you doing over there?
Good, good. I appreciate the message this weekend, and I told you to call in. What do you got, bud?
No, nothing. I'm a man of my word, and I said in my message, I just wanted to call up and thank you, not just you, but the whole team for everything you guys do. Basically, the whole world has stopped, even over here in Australia, but you guys continue to do what you do every day. I know it puts a smile on my face. I'm sure it puts a smile on many people's faces over there. So just want to thank you guys for the hard work that you do every day.
Oh, Pat, listen, man. We love doing it. A, we have a good time hanging out together. Nuno, Pat, Mike A, Bubba, and myself, we're buddies. But we also feel like we're buddies with you guys. I'm not trying to be a little bit overly, you know, saccharine sentimental here, but we appreciate you 100%. I appreciate the message you sent me, Pat. I appreciate you listening to the show, and I hope we've been a source of entertainment, putting a smile on your face. And I love the accent. I love to think there's people like that with your accent listening. Is he still there? Is Pat still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, man. What is it? Why are you listening to a radio show in America? You a big football fan? What is it on the Will Cain Show that got you hooked?
Well, as I said, I used to listen to First Take, but I'm a bit over Kellerman and his Tom Brady, dink and dunk, saying Pat Mahomes is the greatest of all time every day. So I thought, give something else a try, and you... Not being a toot your horn, but you are the best.
Oh, man.
I'm a big American, well, I'd say probably all U.S. sports fan. It's a bit difficult when half the college sports are on in the middle of the night here. But, yeah, just a big American sports fan in general.
All right, man. Thank you for the call. Thanks for listening, Pat. I appreciate those thoughts. You hang in there, bud. You stick through this, okay? I appreciate you. It's Pat from Australia. We got fans down under. How about that? I kind of find that awesome. I mean it, by the way. I love hanging out with these guys. I love the five of us every day hanging out for 3 hours, and I love that you come to hang out with us as well. Talk sports, hang out, be serious, be light, name names. Let's go with the next four picks in our mockery of a draft. Up on the clock is Bubba with the Vikings. God knows if he's prepared for this. Make your way to the podium when you're ready, Bubba.
So it's the Vikings, you said?
Yes, we got 2 minutes. Don't delay.
All right, with the 25th pick in the 2020 draft, the Vikings will pick T. Higgins, wide receiver from Clemson.
All right, replacing Stephon Diggs there. I think you did prep. I think you did. Mike A's on the clock, two in a row with the Vikings. I'm sorry, the Dolphins and the Seahawks. Hey, Mike, you've already picked Isaiah Simmons and Jordan Love for the Dolphins. What do you do now?
Well, you pick a quarterback, got to protect him. Give me Josh Jones out of Houston for the Dolphins. And then
I like that. I like it. Oh, wait. You got to let Bubba hit the chimes. Come on. That's the production.
Tight window here. I'm going with friend of the show, Yetur Gross-Matos for the Seahawks. Get some pass rush.
Yeah, that's a good pick. He is a friend of the show. Impressive guy. Speaking of guy who stuck through some tragedy, some hard times in life, we're all experiencing that. Yetur Gross-Matos lost his dad when he was two. They both fell into a lake. His dad didn't make it. He did. And then his brother, just a few years older than him, got struck by lightning on a Little League field, lost him. I'm rooting for Yetur Gross-Matos, and I think he's good. I think you're right, Mike. I'm on the clock with the Ravens. And since Nuno took Kenneth Murray to the Saints, I will be taking the other big linebacker in this draft. I will be taking Patrick Queen out of LSU for the Baltimore Ravens. There you have it. We have four more picks. The Titans, the Packers, the Niners, and the Chiefs to go. Plus, how good will Brady and Gronk be together? We'll analyze that coming up on the Will Cain Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thank you for listening to the Will Cain Podcast. You can listen to the Will Cain Show live weekdays at 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. The Will Cain Podcast.